9 days, Siv Dalet. Kavru es hameis. The chozu haveilim lekavu tanchuvim. After the kavura, so the haveilim would, and in some places do, set themselves up to get the tanchuvim, amokim menachem, right after the kavura. The chol ha'om ha'ilchem achreim, amokim ha'kevel, amokim shonim shem haveilim. And everybody's following the haveilim to go from the grave itself to the place where they're going to be menachem them. Lasa shura, lekavu tanchuvim. That's the minig in various places that they make two lines of people and the Avelim walk between the two lines of people and they say, Mokim Menachem Es. If the Tzibur could say even the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema before the Avelim come to Nicham Avelim Yasvilo, then they should start Kriya Shema and read it as much as they can. If not, they should wait till after they are Menachem the Avelim. Now the Rama says, "Im Yeshus beYom Likras Achakach." The Rama says a chiddush. Without we say, if you're not going to have time to start Kriya Shema before the veil come, you should wait till they come. That's only in a case where you can anyway say Kriya Shema later in the day. But if you can lose that entire Kriya Shema because of that, because at the end of the time, you are supposed to say Kriya Shema, even though it's going to cause you not to be able to be Menachem the veil. We said before, Oisik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Because here, there are two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of Kfura and there's a mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. They already finished the mitzvah of Kfura and did not yet start the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. Therefore, since you didn't start it, so if you're going to lose that Kriya Shema, then you should say the Kriya Shema, and then you lost out the second mitzvah because you didn't start it. You're not yet Oisik in the second mitzvah of Nicham Avelim.